The Gemara in the middle of the Amid, sort of parallel to the Tosfos Eser Ravina LaRava, but about approximately 10 lines into the Tosfos. Ein Gimel Amal. I'm sorry. You'll follow the Ma'amar Koma, so I'm more or less going pretty much in that order. Ahu Gabra, Yazaman Ara Lechabre. A mocher sells a piece of property to a lokeach. The mocher accepted upon himself that he'll be responsible for any ones that occurs in the future. He will compensate the lokeach. He'll take care of any ones that any mishap that might occur. The sof afiku banara. So Rashi explains that the king decided that somehow he's going to divert large body of water, namely the river. Dafka, the course of travel will be through that field that was sold to the lokeach. Obviously, the field's going to be inundated. Also, the Kamei de Rabino, Amale Zil Shofile. Rashi learns Emida Lefana Bishofi. I understand this from Bishonim that he suggested build the dam. Build something that will block, that will somehow prevent, even though the water is being diverted, he's trying to create some sort of a canal, I guess the king, but somehow find a way to build a dam that will divert the water that your field will not be inundated. Because the kabbalah tell you called also the misyalit. You accepted, you the mocher, agreed to compensate the lokeach for any future damage. And even though this is obviously...
That's a typical...
One second, we're going to come to that. So even though this is damage, clearly that's rather out of the box, rather unexpected. Well, because of, you more or less made a tanai, and the tanai was of an absolute nature. You didn't issue any kind of qualification of any kind of histagut. And therefore, any ones is your responsibility. So the Gemara says what you mentioned. This is clearly an ones that's not included, that the king is going to issue some sort of autocratic fiat that the water is dafka going to go through his field. That's something which is unexpected, and therefore you can't be held responsible. It means you're only responsible for an ones that's shriach. Mm-hmm. See, Rishonim have different levels, different madregos. Igalgal milsa, so the matter continued on its merry way. Umatel kami de Rava. So Rava was asked to issue a psak in this matter. Amalu onsa lo shricho. So he essentially agreed, this is an ones lo shriach, and kanireh, for that kind of an ones, you're not responsible. But the Gemara continues on its merry way, and the Gemara now cites a series of other cases. Eser Avila Rava. Now there are different types of conditions that are going to be articulated. The particular one that the Gemara starts with, Imleu Emo Mecholize, that I'm going to, the person is going to give a get to his wife, but the Tanai is Imleu Emo Mecholize, that I'll recover from whatever illness, whatever sickness the person may have, then the get will be chal. And then what happened was, he was not omeid, but he was not omeid because of other reasons. V'nofal ala bayis or kisha nochosh. What happened was something which was obviously not part of the tanai, offhand. The tanai was dafka imlo emel mechol yizeh. Instead, another terrible ones occurred. Nofal ala bayit or kisha nochosh. So this Brisa says, "Harei zeh get." This is considered to be a get, even though obviously this is clearly a milsa lo shricha. It's something which is not the norm. So we see that even an ones lo shriach does not in any way, we don't consider it to be a milsa lo shricha. So the Gemara says, "Omalei Rava, the ema me reisha, eino get." So apparently, the reisha indicated in the situation. Rashi here cites Eim Meresha Ademosuli Misefa Tesayuli Meresha, that you ask Akasha from the Sefer to bring a raya from the Reisha. Ain't no get. So it's obviously the subject of machlokes over here. Amalei Rav Achmi Diftu Rabino Mishum the Kasher Reisha Asefa Lomosfina Tiyufta Minei. Because you have, let's say, a conflict between the Reisha and the Sefer, doesn't mean you can't ask the Kasher and the Mishnah. Amalei In Kevin the Kasher Reisha Asefa Leibn Bevidosha Mishabeshtahi Zil Basa Svara. So Rashi says that since you have here a conflict, you have a hitnakshut apparently between different sources. So what do? You follow the svara. And what does the svara say? Mistaber, the onus of lo shriach lo asagadaite. That an onus lo shriach is not included. It's not considered to be a classic kind of onus situation, and therefore it's out of the gather of what's considered to be an onus. The Gemara now quotes a bit further. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Breda, Rav Yeshua, Zobin Shumshimi. Agida de Nahar Malka. Mar says that here they were involved again in the transaction of Sumsumim, Agida de Nahar Malka. Rashi says that the issue was the Yochlu Svinos Labor, Shosubo Secher, Shekorin Ishklusha. And there was some sort of a blockade, some sort of a blockage. There was a Secher that in effect impeded the ships from traveling, from carrying the wares that were involved in this sale. And Ogur Malchi Le'Avarinu. So again here, Rashi indicates Kabilu Alayu, Kol Onsa Demisyalit. Here again, there was some sort of a understanding, Yatsunai, that there are other ways, obviously, of getting the wares transported, labdafka, through a svina, could be through animal, donkey, horse transportation, and the like. The sof is taka na malka, amalu agur chamre, that's what he suggested. Haya chamorim, rent chamorim, afkinu niyala, and they'll bring the sumsumim to me. Again, the same story with any kind of future ones, and the question is, well, that's included, is that called a milsa? Essentially, even though it may be a milsa lo shricha, it's irrelevant. You accepted absolutely any kind of onus.
The point is not economical. That's the issue.
What in terms of onus lo shricha?
No, the carrying it not by.
No. You made an agreement that the wares have to go from point A to point B, and even though now there's some sort of a blockade, some sort of an impasse, but there are other ways or other means of travel and other forms of transportation. So utilize whatever methodology you can possibly invoke. Also, the Kami Derava, Amalu Kaki Chiri, Mishalchi Glima Dinshi. Okay, he had what to say about these rather elderly gentlemen, if you will. Kaki Chiri, Abazim Levanim.
Yeah, what does that mean?
It means that you are elderly, and therefore, as she says, Mafshitim Bigdi Anoshim, Preskim Aliyam Din, Lana Osam. You Paskin Shilas, essentially, Lana Ata Anashim. So he said, bottom line, Onsa Lo Shriachu. This is called Onis Shriach, all these impasses, all these blockades, all this, and therefore that's not included, even though a person accepted upon himself Kol Onso de Misyalin. However, this is not considered to be included. Now, there's a famous Kashim, the Old Rishonim. Yes, let's read the Tesis actually, that's what we should do. Tesis here asks on this Gemara, and this is a fairly obvious question. Eisve Rabbeinu L'Rava, Lo Ema Mecholi, Zev and Afalav Abayis. Tema, my parch le Avin le Rav and Miget. What is the nature of this entire kasha? This is the famous sugya, getting a ksubis. I mean, the Gemara is machlekes. Whether Yesh Tana Sain is begidden, Ain Tana Sain is begidden, very famous. But according to, he quotes here, Tesis, So Yisle le Rav a perakama de ksubis, Lishna Kama, She Yikor ki demuchav sholeach, Ain Tana Sain is begidden. That's how the Gemara actually, the Maskana, comes over there in ksubis. And he's quoting here the Gemara in HaShaleach because the Gemara, I don't know if you remember, on Daf Lamed Daled over here, the Gemara actually had reference as well to this sugya. But this is not really the main sugya. The Gemara here says on the bottom of Lamed Daled, about 4 or 5 lines on the bottom, ain't anything beginning. The Gemara just is citing essentially the sugya in Ksubis. The sugya in Ksubis has 2 dais, and we assume that there's no onus begin. Take a look at the Gemara over here. You can see the famous, the Paskim Avra, famous issue. And Lamed Aleph, if you can see, the Gemara quotes a whole series of cases where a person was prevented from giving a get at the last moment because of some blockade that occurred. Gemara gives here, Ahud Yamalahu, I'm writing about 15 lines from the bottom, 15 lines up, where the, you see where the asterisk is, I don't know if you have the same asterisk that I do, if I don't come within 30 days, it gets Shemichal, also Paski Mavra. That's the, somehow all of a sudden, there's a bridge in front of him, some sort of impasse.
Mr. Ferry.
What was that?
Mr. Ferry, Mr.
Mo. Okay, Amalu, Chazoy, Dasoy, Chazoy, Dasoy, I'm here. Just a minor impediment in my way. Omar Shmuel, Lo Shmei Masya. What do you mean you're here? You're not here. Rava, Otto, Hassan, Lutuli, Gitabai, Hassan, Kumi, Toikabai, Velo, Ikain, Tanoi. That's the issue, whether you did the time of Kuyim, the time of Kuyim. Next case. Ahudi Amalu, Ilon, Nasimna. Again, similar situation. It's not clear here whether it's Ersin or Nasuin, but whatever the case is, but don't get mad. I talk to Yomim, Levi Gita. This guy should be Chal, Kimat, talk to Yomim. Amalu, Hatarachna. So essentially, there's a gilu das that the get should not be bottled. L'may nechasha, him should mind saying, and this begins. So that's what Tosfos here is quoting. This Gemara, and it continues on the bottom. Mishum gilu daita v'dita. That's Malkus Avayi v'Rava. Again, the same story. The Gemara has four lines to the bottom. How the Yomalu ilan the sibna the reishacha the ador levi gita kimata reishacha the ador another reishacha the nisan amri l'may nechasha him should mind this and it's beginning again. So the Gemara clearly says here, discussing the 2 days in Ksubis, now going back in the Tosfos Daf and Gimel. So Tosfos Tekasha, what's going on here? When the Rava asks, Rabino asks Rava from all these Gemaras, we have a clear statement in Ksubis and also in Gittin that ain't time to us begin. And now the question then is, so what did Rava answer him? Nami, Ve'ema, Rava said, Ema Meresha, Deno Get. Masava Rava, Hosam, ain't time to us begin. So, even an onis that's not shriach, ain't time this onis beginning across the board. So, Teshi says, Hosam, the shriach, I'm reading Hosam, Kuyam ain't onis. The mice me other paskim mabra, Vidochi onis is shriach, shine the W asuki adaite. So, Teshi is actually, in his first teretz, he says that, there's a distinction between the first teretz. Shiny ones, an ones lo shriach, there's no question that Tosfos assumes, yesh ones begidden, that the ones of our sugya is ones lo shriach klal. And Tosfos right away, at the beginning anyway, he's told that the whole discussion, the sugya, whether the kim atzai be ones is chal, or there is ones begidden, that's the issue. Is there ones begidden or ain't ones begidden? That really the two issues are contingent, one upon the other. Was he mechavein l'kiyam atnai be'ones? When there's an ones, does a person have in mind that even under those circumstances, the tanai should be mekuyim? So Tosfos understood that the whole discussion with yesh ones begin depends on his kavanah. The problem here with this is the Rashi in Ksubis. Not just Rashi in Ksubis, but Rashi in a few places. You look on page number 3. The famous Rashi in Ksubis. Rashi actually has this not just in Ksubis, in a few places. The Rashi mentions a pasuk. Look on the Rashi with the Gemara here. After the whole back and forth, the Gemara says, "Mi kamida midaraisa labi get." Why? So Rashi said, because ones is a tour in Kol HaTorah Kula. Rashi quotes the famous pasuk, namely, "Lanara lo sasadov." In the Pasha there of Kiseitse, where we're talking about Motzi Shemra, and there the Torah is Mechalek, is Mavchin between a situation where Kiba Sode Mitzah, Tzaka Anam Arasa Ve'moshiela. Or if it's Basode, if it's Ba'ir, but anyway, we have a Pasi Chumash. Pasi Lanar Losasa Dover, in Lanar Ochid Mavis, Ki Kasher, Yoku Misha Ve'er, Tzachu Nefesh, Kein Hadover Azeh, Kiba Sode Mitzah. That's a classic situation of onis. So Rashi says clearly that onis begin is based on a pasuk. So Rashi holds onis begin is the din of onis in Kol HaTorah Kula. That's the part of the general category of onis in Kol HaTorah Kula. So basically, what does it mean? Yesh onis begin means that onis is mafkia lemaisa by virtue of the fact that someone was involved in an onis. And when a person makes a tonight, let's say in low bussy, like Gemara says over here, ones is mafkiya the maisa of his not coming. There's no, we don't say he didn't come. So again, the question regarding Kiyum Atzinai, so, but the problem, as I'm saying, that Lichora, that what Tosfos says here in this first teretz, that is totally on the question, Yesh Onus Begidin, Ein Onus Begidin, Lichora, we have a clear Rashi in Ksubis, that there's a Tainus Onus Melat Torah. This Tainus is across the board, Pashtus.
This
is
in
our Gemara, though. It says that the onus is outside.
So what do you mean?
Well, in our case, he said, I'm responsible.
Exactly.
Says what?
I'm responsible.
Correct. Okay. So that's the posh of the chiluk.
100%. The other case is not, it's outside.
Correct. So that's what you have to say. You have to somehow be mafkin, but it's a nuanced, very nuanced distinction. I don't think it's as posh as you make it out to be. Okay, that's the first teretz of Tosfos. But look at the second teretz now. Second teretz is what you said, Rabbi Munitz, that now, this is the Omeri, Deika Shlosha Gavni Onus. This already... This is a very, I think, fundamental teretz that Tosfos says. There is einish shishiach legamri. Einish, which, okay, we know there are things that happen in the world. But there are onsen d'shrichim. What?
In case of chazod asoy, it sounds like a very shkiach kind of thing.
That's why it doesn't count. That's why she's not...
Okay, but good. But the question is how you define shriach. This is also very, a whole tome of the Rishon. Tosfos has three levels, three gradations. Not so simple that you automatically say chazud asoy, chazud asoy. The mavra, that's mafsik. That's called enish shriach.
Therefore, it doesn't count as an
onus. One of my talmidim was stuck erev Shabbos in Tel Aviv with this mecharo. And he's from America. He came to visit his parents, the Livonites as well, and he didn't know what to do. He calls me up, Ki'ilu, I'm going to help him out of this situation, and he ended up having to get out of his car and walk on Erev Shabbos. I'm talking about, it was the previous Erev Shabbos, the one prior to this. There was a massive machah on the, what's that called, Kvish Ayalon. And he came ready. I told him to come earlier, which he did. He was stuck there for 2 hours with young children, as very young children. And he comes to visit his parents once a year. He was stuck there, and so he kept calling me. I didn't know what to tell. I said, call the police, maybe explain to him the situation. He says, David, you don't understand what's going on here. I probably don't. You just couldn't go anywhere. There was nowhere to go. And he said that there were people. There was violence all around him. People were just. He never saw anything like it in his entire life. He was frightened out of his wits, literally frightened out of his wits. I said, don't do anything violent, don't do anything illegal. I kept telling him that. Just be calm. He said, well, you're sitting in your house in about Beit Shemesh. You can be calm, but I have to gag. We have three young children, and they're also, now it's hot, and we don't really have even what to drink. Then at a certain point, it was close to Shabbos. He was there 4 or 5 hours. I told him, get out of the car, park your car on the side, start walking. He said, where should I walk? So I said, I'll tell you what, I know some people in Tel Aviv. I will somehow see if I can get a hold of them, which I did. And so they didn't know what to do either, because they said to me, Rav David, I suggested that they bring their car not far, nearby, and this way maybe they'll walk. They didn't have a clue where they're walking, you understand? And so I said, I'll tell you what, I'm giving you their number. You will give me contact with them, and you'll tell them how to go and how to travel and how to trailblaze and all that. These mamash and maisa shoya. So Baruch Hashem, that's what happened. Kachava, and they took them in. They had a fantastic Shabbos. Fantastic Shabbos. But they had to walk several kilometers. They walked in the heat, and it was already dark. And then they asked me, what should I do with Muktzah? It's like no end. No end to what I'm going to tell them. I don't think there's an area over there, the area that where they were exactly. Tell them, leave the Muktzah in the car. They'll take care of you. Everything will be taken care of. Don't worry. These are wonderful people. A good talmidim, and they'll handle everything. And the kachav, they told me they had such a fantastic Shabbos, you couldn't believe. It. Just on the way until they got there. Okay, now is that called onus d'shriach? I'm asking you, Dr. Mazenka Shlita. What? Okay, I think so.
The entire matzah is a matzah thing.
To my mind, this is onus d'shriach klal. With all due respect, I don't call that. What? Okay. Anyway, so Tosfos says that's one case. Next, einis lo shiach klal. You go into shmeitzin. That's called einis lo shiach klal. Our Gemara. Afilu l'rava yesh onis. Afilu begin. The nakal the mizah mishum tsnuas. The svar of the onis came lo shiach klal. That's called an ein yesod shi'ach klal. So basically, what Taisus is doing, and then we'll see. Let's read further. Mishum putz is nami the gazu abanon came lo shi'ach klal. Uplug the dein tanis ein yesod. So what's the machlokes? Whether yesh tanis ein yesod or ein tanis ein yesod in the middle case. B'shriach v'lo shriach. I mean, it's so difficult to define here. But so basically,
it's not common, but it's not out of this world.
What does that mean?
By a ketana that gets pregnant, the same issue.
Right.
It's the same. It's a halakhic issue.
What would you call that?
It's not normal, but it does happen. I mean, you won't fall off your face if you hear that she is pregnant.
It's not onus, right? I don't see it. That's not onus. That's an issue, different issue. But it's not very difficult to really define these three categories. I see Rishonim have a field day. He's trying to make chilukim. You know, it reminds me of Taisin Baba Kama. Aines HaKarov Lipshia. Aines, which is Karov Lemezid. It's so difficult to define these terms. I don't have a clarity. Okay, but the reason why I'm just saying this, that this is one teretz. So the first teretz of Taisin basically is trying to figure out what the Aines in our sugya is talking about. But the second teretz to me is more interesting. English law is what?
English law is talking in this very topic. And the contract the sign happens unexpectedly, it's called into the force majeure.
Force majeure, yeah.
So when there's an act of force majeure, then the parties are relieved from their obligations.
Wow. But any kind of
honest? How do you define that?
Yeah, how do you define that? What definition, right?
So the interesting thing is, in English law...
He's a lawyer, though. English lawyer.
It's fascinating. How do they define something that's unrelated? They call it an act of God.
Right, I figured you're going to say that.
It's an act of God. That's how they talk. It's so completely unrespected. You would have predicted it. So then, that's when the party believes we would say everything.
Wait. I asked you. What's that about?
The American law also has an act of God. Okay. I mean, it doesn't need more pirut, more detail, more delineation of specifics. I mean, because it could be anything. They claim that now this is going on for a number of weeks. This kind of behavior in Tel Aviv, wherever. A fair number of years ago, there was, perhaps as you heard about it, there was Hurricane Sandy in the United States. It was quite disastrous. And my brother, Zichron Livracha, Menachem, his house was completely, he lived on Long Beach, he's not far from the beach, gutted totally. He carried every imaginable kind of insurance, and his house was covered completely. Hurricane Sandy, is that called Anis HaShriach? There are hurricanes that happen, but mostly, I think they happen more in Florida. Of course, my brother had every imaginable insurance. He's an accountant, he was a smart guy, on top of things. And so at the end of the day, he had to rebuild his house. Shoot the mushroom, rebuild the entire house. Got it to the ground. Completely got it. But that's how there were insurance companies who argue, no, that's Anisa de Shriach. That's called Anisa de Shriach in New York City. They live in Florida with their hurricanes. Isn't that, there are so many variables here. I just don't see any, I don't see how the English law, I don't understand how they're making a cross-the-board statement. We shouldn't be,
even, in a contract, you're really, the contract,
Okay. Okay. Look at the next teretz. He comes with a different mahalach. He's mechalach between the oynis of gidin and the oynis of asugya. The oydam mevi dafilu havi hocha oynis of shriach kahidik suvas parch shabbat rabino the dafka. Now he's going to make this kind of chiluk. He said, when are we talking about dafka gabim lo basim ikana yubis chodesh? That situation where a person makes this statement, if I don't come within 12 months, so then amrina and ain time the son is begin mishum snuos and mishum prutzos. This is included, maybe that's what you're saying. That's what you're saying. Okay, I hear it. Good. That's included in the Loshen. Okay, we said it. It's based on the language that's used. However, if that's the language, a person uses that language, what is it, mashma? Shavuot Shalom, Shem Yamut, Aydeh, Achol, Yeget. Alvim Yamut, Machad, Dava, Acher, Lo, Yeget. You hear this distinction? But it's more or less a distinction, I would say, between what I would call, again, I want to make a distinction between the two Tirutzim. That, according to the first Teretz of Tesis, that the Ri says, essentially, Yesh Onus Begidin, and the reason why Yesh Onus Begidin, he says, because I had no intention of the Kiyam Atnai in a situation of Onus. But he's mechalal between two types of tznoyim, what I call sheva al tase and kum vase. If you hold ain onus begidin, let's say by a tznoy of sheva al tase, namely imlo basi. So if he doesn't come achmas ones, so he says v'lahavale asugi adaiti mikol mekom lo ba. At the end of the day, he didn't come. However, what are you going to tell me in the other case? Imati mechol ize, that's a tznoy of kum vase. Okay, that's the question. Is that kumbase or is that shavu'al tase?
What is he doing? He's actively dying. What is he doing?
No, I'm asking, is it true, would you not agree that there's a chiluk between shavu'al tase and kumbase? I'm now saying in general. That if it's a kumbase, he was not mechabin except dying from this choli. As a mitah mishuna, that was not included.
Where is the onus issue?
Okay. No, but Teresa says that there's a kiyum atnai b'tnai de kum vasei because David lo havele asuki adaite. Okay.
He
said
the guy a couple of days ago, a person jumps off the roof. So
that's what I'm talking about, these kind of situations.
So,
it doesn't make a difference. I say there's no distinction. Okay, in the second teretz here. It could be that I'm trying to deal with the Rashi that I showed you earlier in Ksuvos. This Rashi here on Daf Gimel, where Rashi says, Onus Begidin is a din of Onus and Kol HaTorah Kula, V'lanar Los Asadov. It's Exeras HaKosim, that an Onus is Mavkiya the Maiseh. That's what Rashi says. I'm just reading a Lashon of Rashi. So if you hold Ein Onus Begidin, so what do you mean? There's a Pasuk. Here, V'lanar Los Asadov. I see this Pasuk is quoted by other Rishonim as well. But with the Rabbanon, they were Mesakim because the Gemara Rashi says here, Tznuos and Prutzos, only it's not about the Kiyam Atanai. But what kind of a situation would that work? I thought it would only work in the time of Sheva Al Taseh. If the time is a Kum Vaseh, you're saying here, that's exactly what's happening over here. It doesn't make a difference. Okay, it could be. I'm just, it's very...
What's the Kum Vaseh by the Holy Zed?
I agree, that's what Dovin is saying. I mean, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just, I have a lot of difficulty here. I just don't, I have a clarity in definition of these... of these different types of ones, that's what's very unclear to me. I look all over Rishonim here. I'm all over the place. I'm in the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva. They're more or less just citing the Bali HaTesis here, three different levels of ones, and somehow, I'm not sure, maybe in terms of what you said, Rav Shimon, that... what's called an extreme case, let's say in English law? What's called an extreme case? Is a hurricane an extreme case? An act of war. That breaks out. Water breaks out. That's called the extreme case?
Yeah, that's
possible. You signed the
money. Only they provided a flight holiday, and then the coronavirus hit, and they couldn't fly from this.
Okay. Would you say a terrorist attack in this country is an extreme illness?
That's a difficult case. That's humanly doing international.
But it's all subjective. That's why I'm not hearing any.
The extreme cases is immediately straightforward. No one predicted the coronavirus.
I'm asking for the corona, but I'm asking...
That's an extreme case where you'd say that's a
Venus and a Shriya. Okay. I don't think the definition is so precise.
No, I guess the
Right, right. The shliach v'lo shliach. Okay. Okay, this was just something that bothered me in the sugya, so I have to share it. Okay, now I'm going on to the next mishnah. That's going to be the focus. So in Shulchan Aruch, this is quoted. These different levels, yeah. Quoted l'alocha. That's what. And an act of war in the Middle East, let's say in this country. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, this was Avraham Lichtenstein, told me. What? That's right. We have not left the Melchemet Mitzvah since 48, since the state was founded. We're in a perpetual Melchemet Mitzvah. Rabbi Avraham Lichtenstein told me when his Rebbe, Rav Hutner, was hijacked in 1970, 71, I forgot when it was there, if you remember that hijacking, so there was a whole to do. They went to Rav Moshe because he had Balabatim, Fuchwanger family, a very wealthy family that support Chaim Berlin. They were ready to ransom Rav Hutner for millions of dollars. And they were willing to take the millions of dollars. So Rav Moshe said, he's not going to pass in the Shaila. You should go and ask Rav Yaakov. Rav Moshe couldn't pass in the Shaila. And ask Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rasul Lejik was also involved in this issue. And so Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky said that the Mishnayos in Gittin that we've learned, the opinion Shruyim, that this does not, the laws don't apply when we're involved in a milchama. Said Rabbi Yaakov, we're in a milchama mitzvah since 1948. And we're still in a milchama. And Rabbi Lichtenstein, he told me that he was correct. I mean, that's the Yadir Dato, according to his opinion.
You said that?
Rabbi Yaakov
Kamenetsky. You said someone else said he was correct.
What?
And someone affirmed what he said. You said someone else.
Yes. As a matter of fact, Rasulovich agreed. We agreed with him. There was a more or less a consensus. Rabbi Moshe agreed with Rabbi Yaakov. That we're Nechamed Mitzvah is Miyatzor Shebo Aleinu Loshan HaRamban. We're still involved Miyatzor Shebo Aleinu. Nothing has changed.
And therefore,
therefore all the rules of ransoming don't apply.
Which
you cannot.
Cannot.
That's what he held. You cannot. You should not ransom Rabbi Yaakov. That's right. Because encourage further. I mean, we saw it. What's the name? What?
The 2 days.
Correct.
Encourage them or to
that's the question. But he held to encourage them further to engage in this kind of behavior. When you're involved in Muhammad, that's the way it is. And the Gdol Yisrael were more or less that's what they agreed. They didn't ransom him, thank God. Baruch Hashem, so I don't recall the details now, but there were several very chashuv people on that plane together with Rav Hutner. What? That's right, that's correct. That was the big hefset in this whole event. Okay, I'm going further in the next Mishnah. Next Mishnah, I want to first learn the Mishnah of Ayin Testament Beis with Get Joshua, and then examine this Mishnah more carefully. Look at Ayin Testament Beis, a famous Mishnah. This is another difficult Mishnah, but it's famous. The Mishnah says here, Bishamay Omrim, Poter Otam es Ishto, the Ged Yashan. We'll read the Ged Yashan. Rashi explains over here is when Yichud takes place between the Ksiva Saget and the Nesida Saget. Means a Ged was written, was not yet given to the wife, and now there's Yichud between the husband and his wife. So can that Ged be used? So Beshame says, Poter Adam Ishto Beged Yashon, you can't use it. Besila Ozrim. Besila says, no. This, by the way, is among the Mishnayos where Beshame is Mekel, Besila is Machmir. It's included in the list of Mishnayos that are well known. Vezel Get Yashon, Koshin is Yachin Imam Yachashe Kosvula. So now, the Gemara actually discusses what's the Machog Beshame Besila. Maiko Mifli, Beshame Sabri. We don't say this. Rashi explains. Look in Rashi. Shemiyomru gita kodem livno. Shema yashi esaget shnatayim shalosh. Maybe the get will be around for 2 or 3 years. Ben sivil and asina. V'yiu labanu imenu b'toch hazman, and they'll have children in the meanwhile during that period of time. V'achar kach yigashenabo, and then after a 3 year period, he'll divorce her with that get. And then when things are forgotten, they'll see that the Zman of the Get precedes the birth of the child, the birth of the children, Yisurin Shanita Lo Mishas Ksiva, the get was given to her at the time that it was written. V'yomru min apsuya nolad mishagersha, that essentially this is a child that's born out of wedlock. V'avipgam. No, I mean it's not the end of the world, but Pigat. You know, Rav Moshe Feinstein has a famous tshuva. He was asked about young people today, who often are, let's say, not necessarily observant in the sexual arena when they're single. And as a result, there's a degree of promiscuity, and then the Baruch Hashem become more observant. So now, can I marry such a person? Or let's say, children whose parents did not observe Taras HaMishpacha, which is very, very common. And what's the status? So there were those who argue, you can't marry to those families. That's called a pagam. I mean, the child is a ben anida. It's pogum. So Rav Moshe, wow, he writes a tshuva, which is one of the most, I think, strongest tshuvas I've ever seen written by Rav Moshe. He said it to the child, the son, the daughter, they are yirei mushleimim, ein shum baya whatsoever in marrying them, and you can even marry them chatchila. So he writes Rav Moshe the tshuva, and I discussed it also with Abaye the Chassin Tzatzal. They have love a pasha to him, not even a sofik. Okay, pagam is not, well, we examine, shall we say, is that what we do? Okay, but I'm just mentioning this in this context. What? Was that? That's the issue. That's the issue. You said a psak just now.
I'm asking.
So that's the issue. That's the Chil Gudeus about this. Anyway, so the Gemara says here, according to one man, the Omar, namely Beshama, he said, we don't say Gzera Shem Yom Gid Kadam. No, we're not worried about that. But he still is worried about that. Now here comes the problem. The 2 days now, the Gemara, how we pass the halacha. If they get married, means even according to Basila. Even according to Basila, if they get married, you don't have to go ahead and break up this marriage. So look in Rashi. Im nisgarsha beged yoshon, v'alach bayil l'mdinas hayam, tinasil chatchila. So there's a problem with these 2 days. Maybe I should discuss it a little bit before we go back to our Gemara, our Mishnah, and Dafan Gimel Melaf on the bottom. It says, according to Lishna Kama here, in Nisei Sol Seitzei, according to Lishna Basra, in Nisgarsha Tinosei L'chatchila. What does it mean when it says here, in Nisei Lo Seitzei? Does that mean B'dievet? It sounds like B'dievet. The get is kosher. Is that the pshat? But L'chura, that's very difficult. There's a rabbi I saw here in Perigur Duchos Gershin, that the Rambam says, even if you get married, you still require a second get. Means the first get is possible with the Rabbanon, even with the Ebbe. So, what does it mean then?
So, how can you stay married?
What was that?
So, how can she stay married?
Okay, so what does it mean in Nisei's Lo Seitzei? What's the pshat of that?
Well, who says he possible
about the Ebbe? Okay, good, good. That's very possible in Hanami. Although there's a little vav of, you can see in the Rambam over here, which is that Rambam that I'm just referring to, in Nisgarsha, Tanasa Chatchila. But I'm saying, according to the first day, that the first get is possible, even the Eved, what does it mean, Lo Seitzei? So, in general, and I'm just speculating, I hope you don't mind, because I didn't have a chance to look at this sugya properly, but in general, we paskin by an Eshes Ish Shazinsa, a married woman who's Mezana. So what's the din? She has a din of a Saita, Asur the Bala, Asur the Bayil. That's the din of Eshes Ish Shazinsa. So therefore, I would have said, if Nisa's beget, if she gets married with this get, it should be at least a Absul the Rabbanah. Should there be at least minimally a psul d'rabbanan? Because even if the first husband gives her a second get, that should be kosher the gamri, but there might be still a residual isur of a seita shasur the baila. So that's the chiddush of the gemara is that. What was that? Okay, good. But I'm saying, look in there, for example, in the Mishnah. I'm just now, if you don't mind, the Mishnah on daf pei vav. Look at the Mishnah Pevav, also the famous Mishnah Hamigarish, Shlosh Yigidim Psulim. Yim Nisei Sablad Kosher. So, again, here you have three cases that Yim Nisei Sablad Kosher. You have three Gidim that are possible, ostensibly the Rabbanon. Rashi goes on over here, this is totally on the Machlokes of Meir Dabalazer, but Edim Mesir Karsi, Edim Hasim Karsi, but the Mishnah gives three cases, Kosev Iksav Yodov, Enelov Edim, because Ksav Yodo has a status of Kilu, it's the handwriting of the Baal himself, Yeshel of Edom and Mosman, missing Zman, that we saw earlier on Yud Zayin, where the Mishum Peres, Mishum, we're worried about the issue of the Gemara that has Machlokes, If you remember, on Yizayin, Amud Aleph, Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, what the time of the Chazal Misakin's man, or the Misakin, Gemara says here, either Mishum Basachesai or Mishum Peres. Okay, but this is also among the Shoshigin Psulim. And the third case is, the Mishnah says, Yesh Bozman Vein Bolei Lecha. Hayel the Shoshigin Psulim, Vim Nises Avlad Kosher. So here, I'm saying that the Begimel Gittim Psulim, in Nisei Slot Seitzei, I mean, that, to me, back in the Get Yoshin over here, if you don't mind, again, on Daf Ayin Tesvim and Beis. So here, in this Get Yoshin situation, so we don't say that the Din of Seita is necessarily valid. I'm saying, according to the Lishna Kama, that he says in Nisei Slot Seitzei. It sounds like, as I said earlier, which I'm now claiming is not so poshut, but the Evid. That's a simple pshat, maskin. But then the second day, Rav Abba Mashmuel, in this garshe tinosel chatzchila. What does that mean? Somehow, you get yoshin is different than all other psulim drabana. Here we say in this garshe tinosel chatzchila. But I'm saying by psulim drabana, we just saw that it's a b'di'evin kind of situation. What's this day? What's this day that says in this garshe tinosel chatzchila? If they went through a gershin, we're not saying like the first day it says. And he says that lo teitzei, which is, I said, b'di'evin, the get is kosher, but the problem is that maybe you should have said differently. I would have said, in Nises, ain't so get sheni. But in this Garsha, we are dying low Nises. Maybe that's called the Evet. I don't understand what the issue is, what the 2 days are. Yeah, it's not very clear to me. Maybe to you it is. I'm just saying, Lishna Basa. Then second day? Okay, that's what seems to be the Pashup shot. Okay, but I'll tell you what bothers me. That's right. It says in this garsha, number one, and number two. That's right. That's the lashon of the Evid. But look at the lashon HaMishnah. Okay, but look at the lashon HaMishnah. This is what bothers me. The Mishnah uses a lashon that I would not have used. It says Besham Omim Poter Odem Ishna Beged Yoshen, and then it says Ubeis Hillel Oisvin. What is the lashon of Oisvin? Sounds like that the issue is the Maisa Gershin. Is this act of Gershin Mutar or is it Asa? That's the lashon of Oisvin. I would have said Besham Poter Ubeis Hillel. Eino Poiter, or something which would be a contrast to the Lashon of Beshamet. It doesn't say that. It's a Besil Oisim. Means, what does it mean? There's an Iser Gershin Beged Yoshin. What is that Iser Gershin Beged? That's Gzera. Okay. I mean, it could be, again, I'm now. Why?
Because everyone agrees it's a Gzera. But even Beit Shammai says it's a Gzera. There's two levels. There's the question of, can we use this get? And then the second level is, what happens afterwards?
Okay, but there's a whole, the Rishonim here, and also the Achreinim, throughout Maseches Gittin, discuss the following issue. It's actually nogea to the din of Havchana, that the woman has to wait 3 months before she remarries, because we don't know whether the child that she has belongs to the first husband or the second husband. But I'm saying that Midrabanan, she's considered to be Migureshet B'Mitzvah. I'm talking about what's the status being Sivel and Asina. That's the question. What's the status of the a woman between the Ksivas Haget and the Nesina Haget. Do we assume that somehow Mizman Ksivas Haget, even before the Nesina, she's already Migureshet B'Miktzas, already like partial Gerushim, because there's no Heter L'Baila, so she, I mean, there's an Isur Yichud. Midin wa, Midin, what's the Isur? Yichud Pnuya, what's the Isur? That's why Basila said you can't be Migash B'Ged Yoshim. Kol Shin is Yachin above Ksivas and Nesina. Between the Ksivas and Nesina, you have a Yichud. If he doesn't divorce her with this get, with some other get, so the Gershon didn't begin. The Chiddush of Shmuel is that the Ishus is somehow, the moment the Ksivas Haget takes place, that the Ishus is already somewhat cut off. The Ishus is somewhat truncated. You want to call it a Reach Haget, you want to call it that. It means, again, that at the end, she's going to be Megureshet once the get is given to her. But the Ksivas and the Sina together had this hybrid kind of relationship. With the Rabbanon, they looked at the Ksivas Haget, Ke'ilu, it's like the beginning of the Chalot of Gershon. But if a person, let's say, writes her another get, and then he's Megarisha with that other get, so it comes out, he didn't divorce her with the first get that he wrote her initially, the Gershon did begin Bechal. So Basila says, also the Garsh Beged Yosha. Means he's not using the same get that was already written before Yichud, he's writing her a second get and divorcing her. So it comes out that he was not over on Yichud Pnuya. Once he divorced her, so then he's over on Yisav Yichud Pnuya. But again, there's no psul on the get. Okay, I'm just trying to figure out what the machlok is here between these 2 days. So you're saying it's a question of b'di'evid and the chatchila, those are the 2 days. Okay, I mean, that seems to be, but I'm going back now in Agamar. So now we're going to start with this Mishnah, and I give them it out. So you'll see what I'm, with this background. That's what we're going to discuss. Exactly, I'm going to come to that in a moment. That's nogia to this Mishnah that we're about in the bottom of the page. So it says here, Rashi's learning that this is exactly what Rashi says, lo tisyach nimo ela b'fnei eidim. Says Rashi, ze shenasan get. So he gave her a gift. V'yom alam hayom imati. The get should be chal from today if I die. Lo tisyach nimo. Shema yobo aleha. Digol manyom hachashinu shema boah l'shem kedusha. Maybe there was, they lived together, the shem kedusha tzvicha, get sheni. That's a chashash. You need another get. So Tosfos here, the Ramaschil on the bottom, Lo Tisyach Imo Bnei Eidim, means again, Rashi learns that we're talking about a get that was given, and he says to her, Mehayom Imati. So Lo Tisyach Imo Bnei Eidim. So Tosfos says on the bottom of the page, he says, the Pirush HaKunchis Nicho, because the Gemara and the bottom of the page, I didn't read this, so maybe we should read it also, the Gemara before we read the Tosfos, says the Gemara says, afilo al pi evad al pi al pi shivcha chutz mi shivchasim neshaliba gaspa mahi be'osim ayomim. So now the question is, what's her status in the interim? What's the status of this woman? Rabbi Yehuda Omer ke'esh esish l'chol dvareh. Rashi explains over there, esh esish means habola b'meizah b'chenek b'shogi b'chatos v'yavagav d'meiz me'osah choli v'shalo girsha l'asam chamisa. Get. Only right before the death. The Gemara actually also is done on this, but taste on the bottom of the page. So Tesis learns actually that according to Rabbi Yehuda, he said the get is chal. He's going to explain it further, actually. The get is chal shoachas kodim misoso. Meanwhile, she's not begureshed. So why is there the isa of yichud? Mishum get yoshon. Because it didn't get yoshon, even you are misyachid between the sinas haget and the chalos hagershon. It didn't get yoshon. Other Rishonim here disagree. I saw the Ramban. This I saw. He quotes, actually, on page number 5. He quotes a Ravid that the din of get yashin is only being ksivas haget and nesinasa. If between the ksivas haget and the nesinas haget, that's when you have a din of get yashin. But not between the nesinas haget and the chalos hagershin. And the question is, what does that mean? Because mistabri like Tosfos, the chash of get yashin, the Gemara says, Shema yomru gita kadim divna. That was the chash. That chash is kayam. If there's yichud before the chalos hagershin, you have that chash of Shema yomru gita kadim divna. So somehow, and this is what Rabbi Yasgir was talking about a second ago, and this is the nogea to the next series of pages, that it could be that some Rishonim held that a get yoshon is a psul get. You cannot use a get yoshon the garish lechatchila. So there's no din get yoshon. Once the get is given, so when could you pass the get? Before the get is given, you can pass the get. Once the get is given, how do you pass the get? So Tosfos says that get yosher, and he says here, is an isur yichud. It's not absolutely get. And there's no distinction when it comes to isur yichud, whether the get was given or the get was not given. Tosfos holds that it's an isur of yichud. Or maybe Tosfos says that maybe even it's absolutely the get, but somehow that it's possible, according to Rabbi Yehuda anyway over here, that when you say mehayom yimati, the get could become possible even after it's being given. Because essentially, let's say the get would be, this I quoted a Rambam here also, in Perachas Hichos Gershon, Allah Aleph, the Rambam Paskins on page number 7, the Rambam here is talking about, let's say the get is lost, or the get is burnt, before the Tanai was Mekuya. The Rambam says that the Gershon is not Chal, even if the Tanai was Mekuya afterwards. So I'm saying, after the get is given, there's still a Chal Hashem in the get, that maybe the get can be Chal, it can be a Psul. I mean, the problem is that why can't the Baal be mevatel it? If there's a chalos shem get, even after the get is given, why can't the Baal be mevatel it? somehow only before the Nesina, because Bitla get, what are you doing when you're Mvatel get? You're Mvatel, like we saw in Hasholech, you're Mvatel the Lishma of the get. That's what Bitla does. That and once in the Nesina, then he's no longer the Baal HaShtar. He's no longer in control. So this halacha of get Yoshen that the Mishnah here is talking about, that you should not use the get Yoshen lechatchila. If you do it, she's Megoresha, if it's in Asubah lechatchila. That's how the Rambam also paskins in Perek Gimel. I think I had that Rambam here too somewhere. Yeah, in page number 9, the Rambam paskins in Perek Gimel, halacha hey. He paskins that lechatchila, you shouldn't use the get Yoshen. And the Rambam says here, if you use the get Yoshen, Megoresha, if it's in Asubah lechatchila. I mean, if you hold the din of get Yoshen as an Isur of Yichud, it's not a psul in the get. So if you are Mesiached, if there's Yichud between Nesinas HaGet and Chalos HaGershen, you don't have to get another get because you gave her the get. But if you hold the din of get Yoshen as a psul in the get, even though you gave her the get, somehow the Gershen was not yet Chal, you have to give her another get. So you look at these Rambams here, they're fascinating Rambams. I'll just read a Rambam that I find to be impossible to understand in page number 10. Now, this Rambam I'm going to read carefully. These are a lot more work. I'm really doing this too quickly. In Perek Tes Halacha Chafei, you tell me, Pshat, in this Rambam. Rambam says here, Nisyachid imo, acha sha'om alahem lichtov velachto. There's Yichud, after the Baal issues instructions to write the get and to sign the get. Belitin lo. I mean, write, sign, and give. Habe'elu lo yichtavu. It should not be written. And the Rambam says, the Kal V'chomer Hadvar. Well, this Kal V'chomer. What's the Kal V'chomer? Ima get, shenitan lo liyodok shenisachin imo, v'nifzal aget shema bo'al, a get that's given, and now he's misyachin with her, and we say the get becomes puzzle, because maybe he lived with her. Kal V'chomer lezeh shalom nichtav.
It should be puzzle.
That's right. V'im kosu v'nosu la'arash v'nesiach yimo, eino get. So the Rambam here makes a kal v'chomer. What? Yes, but I'm going to get to what you said a few moments ago. 1 second. So the Rambam here makes a kal v'chomer from yichud l'acha gershin, and he extrapolates from there to yichud bein tzivui habal l'ksivus haget, that the get is bottle. So this is the Magen Mishnah here. Goes to town against this Rambam, the Kesemisha as well. How do you extrapolate from one to the other? The Rambam being a Kal V'chomer, from Yichud after Gershin to Yichud that takes place between the Tzivui Habaal and the Ksivus Haget, and the Get is Botz, as you said. But the problem is, Yichud Acha Gershin, there's no psul as far as the Get is concerned. There's a chash of Kiddushin. Shabbalah, 1 second. Hey, Nede de Yichud, Hey, Nede de Biyah. And let's say the Gemara says after on Gimel and Beis Chazaka Ein Amosi Biyasa Biyaznus. So he's Mekadisha. So there's no Kal V'chomer to pasul the get be Yichud Ben Tziva Abal Ksivas Haget. Ma Keshev and Advar. Was that? That there are two Kal V'chomers. That's right. But how does it work? But in general, I'm just saying Yichud after Gershin, so the get is pasul misafik. So what's the Kal V'chomer to say Yichud Ben Tzivui? That's what you're asking. What?
Can we have to clarify the halacha? If someone
begarishes
his wife, totally good get,
everything's
fine, but then he three weeks later he's
busy
with her.
The mafreya,
the get is now considered.
No. That's, of course
not. That's, so what's
I'm not sure that's what the Rambam is saying here.
It's not. You gave her a get out tonight.
That's right, out tonight.
The Rambam is it, but it must be.
It L'chura has to be. I mean, the question is, but that's what Rabbi Yaskin said a moment ago. Maybe that's what the Rambam means, the Kal V'chomer. Yichud between the Tzivui Habal and the Ksivas Haget is Mevatel the Tzivui Habal. Means that Yichud is a Hochocha, that there's a new Kedushin taking place. Okay, you want to call it that? That's what the Rambam means. There's the Kal V'chomer Lacha Gershin, and that Kal V'chomer can somehow shed light on the Yichud between Tzivui Habal and Ksivas Haget. Means again, Yichud after Gershin is, that's what they. That's what we hear, look on the Kesef Mishnah and the like, that Yichud after Gershin is a Hochacha, that Kedushin took place. So that's what Rabbi Yazgur said, that is a contradiction to the Tzivui Habaal that he's writing to get the Shem Gershin. The Yichud after Gershin is somehow a Hochacha that a new Kedushin is taking place. That's what it means. Yichud after Gershon. That's what you just asked about the 3-week situation there, and now they're misyachet. So that's obviously either a new kedushin or yichud mapnuya, however you want to describe it. But I'm just saying that the Rambam holds that this is the earlier Rambam we read.
There's 3 cases.
There are more than 3 cases.
There's
yichud
before the writing,
and then there's yichud, correct, and then the yichud between, correct, exactly, right. What's the difference? Okay, but what is this kavul chomer? That's what I'm trying to figure out. What do I'm thinking kavul chomer from yichud lacha gershin, and extrapolating from there to yichud between the tzivi habal and the tzivi sagen? That kavul chomer is
not
there.
Was not written in, I don't understand.
Or the other way.
Oh, the other way. Correct.
What kept in mivato? It was not written yet.
No, the Ram said, take a look here. Acha she'amalayim lichto v'lachto melite.
Right, so they didn't do it yet. They're going to do it soon.
Said lo yichto. So what's the kavul chomer?
So the order of events that it was the yichud and then
correct.
Writing.
Correct.
So
let me ask you, what this we saw earlier in Perek Gimel, which is the previous Amid here. Perek Gimel halacha. Hey, the Ramam there paskin. It's on page number. Number 9. Rama Paskin in Perek Gimel Halacha Hey. Yeah, Halacha Hey, the Rama Paskin, let's say he writes a get and gives it to her Acha Shinesiachid Ima after he was Yichud. The get is given after Yichud. Ain't no get. Not a get Yoshin. A get Yoshin, the Rama Paskin, Zim Girshabo, Harizim Gureshav, Tilasi Balachatrila, what the Gemara said. What's the distinction between these 2 cases? Here are the 2 cases. One case is where there's yichud, and then he writes a get and gives it to her. That's one halacha. Ain't no get the Rambam Paskin. What about a get yoshon? Rambam Paskin, get yoshon. Im gir shabo, I raise him to go ashes. Tinas about
the chatchila. Every get is the first case.
Okay, so that Magamisha says that there's a chila between, he says, yelodomi the get yoshon. And get yoshon, in this gar shabo tinase, because says that Magamisha, Hosam who atzma osam maisa nesina achar yichud. He himself, okay, he was misyachid with her, but then he gives her the get. He writes it again, gives it to her. Avokani says, yet he's misyachid, lo osa klum. Kvan is batal shlichusam, vein b'maseim klum. It undoes the whole thing. Here the distinction, also very difficult distinction to understand. Here the chilek he's saying,
that's the first guy we had before.
That's right, correct. What's the pshat in this Magamishna? So
the get doesn't work because of mevatel the shlichus, not because the get is possible.
Okay, or let's say the get yoshan. What does the yichud do? The yichud is mevatel the shema of the get. Somehow it bitl the shema of the get after the ksiba of the shema is possible.
No, but we're saying it's not possible.
Okay, but
no,
I'm talking about but between the ksiba and the nesina.
So then there's a
problem
nothing in ksiba.
Okay, could be. Okay, but there's some bitl that's taking place over here. I call it bitl of the Shema. I'm not sure how you define it. I agree with you. So the Magen Mishnah says in the get Yoshon, the bowels the mechadish of the Shema, the get by giving the get, since the get was written in the Shema. And there's no maisa of the get shalom of the Shema. The Shema of the get was poka. So therefore, the koch habal, by doing a maisa gershin, he can be mechadish somehow to the Shema of the gershin. So wild over here, what's going on. It's just beyond me. And that's what he says here. He says, Hosam hu atzmo osam maisa nesina. What does that mean? He said, by virtue of the fact that he is giving now the get after the yichud, so he's mechadish to lishma. Mashenkin yichud between the tzivi abal and the ksivas haget, that's mevatel the tzivi abal, or you said it's mevatel the ksiva, however you want to. Exactly, that's what he says in the Magen Mishnah. You hear that? You hear that distinction? Well. The distinction is between the ksivas Haget and the Sinas Haget. The Sinas Haget is the Maisa Abal. So somehow he's able to be, that's what you say, he can be Mechadish to the Shema of the Get. However, Ksivas Haget is not in his hands. And by the way, there's
a new
Tzibu, correct. There's a whole discussion in the Rishonim, Taisus earlier in Gittin. Does Ksivas Haget require Shlichus or not? Do you need Shlichus by Ksivas Haget or not? 2 days in Taisus and all machlokas are Rishonim. But Ksivas Haget requires Shlichus. Okay, I hear a little bit. I see what the Magen Mishnah is saying. I'm not happy with any of this. I'll be honest with you. It's all very. See, the Magen Mishnah, he says, "Achash in esyachid la'asa klum." The ksiva somehow cannot be mechadish to lishma because it's not in the ma'isa abal. So therefore, he didn't do anything. And once his tzivoy was, as you said, rendered null and void, he can't be mechadish it. Mela, the ma'isa ksiva is shalom lishma, call whatever you want. It's non-existent. And therefore, the sinas haget cannot be mechadish to lishma. You can't somehow recreate it. Mashen Kane, the other case, Yichud b'ksivu nesina, there was no ma'aseh done shelo l'shma, but somehow the shma was poka, and now nesina saget that you're giving is mechadish the chalosh shem shel shua shel began. Hear what the Magen Mishnah says. What a... I'm asking that, look at that Rambam again, one second, Rabbi Yaskin, look in Per Gimel, Halacha Hey, again, about Get Yoshen. Rambam Paskin said, Lo Yigashen Abosu Aget. You can't use that Get Yoshen again. So that's apparently an Issa, no? On page number 9, that's a Din Issa. Also the Gash Beget Yoshen. So now, what about Yichud again, between Ksivas Aget and Nesinas Aget? Isn't that Absul began as possible to Isa. So that's the question. What did he do?
He's
Mavata Dilishma. The Lishma of the Get is now Bottom. It's written the Shem Gershon. He's Mavatalin. So it's not no longer the Shem Gershon. So how do you somehow, how's there a Trias HaMesim over here? So that's what you say in the Bhagavad Mishnah. Yeah, what? The Bhagavad Mishnah is b'chal between a Maisa that's under your control and a Maisa Ksiva that's not under your control. What you do, once the Ksiva is done, you're not the Bailam on it. There's nothing to do with you.
Is there a difference between Nimla and Detail again?
I think so. One is an act. One is an action, and one is not. What? Right. Yeah, that's exactly. It's a temporary moratorium. Right. Correct. Exactly. That's what he's saying. That's right. Yeah. I mean, my problem is here in Perek Gimel Halacha Hey, but they didn't get Yosha, and the Rambam says Lo Yigashen Abosa Get. Lo Yigashem is also the Gash Beget Yoshem. Yeah, that's Xerah, correct. So, but Yichud Ben Ksivas Haget and Nesinas Haget is Mevatel Lishmo, I assume, Medaraisa, the Get is possible. I mean, you're not allowed to be Megash Beget, that's possible Medaraisa. You can't use such a Get again. I, Benesinoso, somehow is Mechadesh, the Lishmo, the Get. I don't grasp how this exactly works. But that's the Issa. The halach is you can't be Mashur again, that's possible with the Raisa. And then the Rambam says, if you Gersha beget Yosha, Migureshet, Shari Nosan La'ata Be'edim Kilchoso. What does that mean? I assume Kilchoso means Ve'edim Mesira. Rambam Pasi Edim Mesira Karsi. So that means Ve'edim Mesira. And the Mela, therefore, Shit Sharam like the Rif, because they Paskin Af Edim Mesira Karsi. That's their whole thing. Namely, that really, Edim Hasima also Karsi. But they can Gersha Be'edim Mesira. I'm saying the Nesinas Haget is mechadish to the Shema if there were Edim Mesira, even though that to me is a wild chiddush, absolutely wild. To you, it's pasha. No. Okay.
The Rambam doesn't say anything about being mechadish to the
Shema. I am saying this. I'm sorry to give an explanation. Okay. Okay. Intact, right. Well, okay. So now explain to me, this also troubles me, the chiddush between Yichud, between the Tzivui Habal and Ksivas Haget, that's one situation, or Yichud between Ksivas Haget and the Sinas Haget. So that's what you're trying to explain, this distinction. The Magen Mishnah, that's what you're saying. Maybe there's another possibility, and here's what I... What was that? A shlichus again. Okay, but there's maybe, just let me draw an analogy. Maybe, I don't know if you agree with this next statement. Also, there's another very fascinating distinction. Can I be mevatel the lishma b'sefer Torah after I completed writing the sefer Torah? I write the sefer Torah lishma, and I'm the sofer, and after I finish writing the sefer Torah lishma, I say, I take it back. The Sefer Torah is not Lishma. That, Lechora, is absolutely unconscionable. You wrote the Sefer Torah Lishma, I don't care what you think now. Think whatever you like. You became a Min. after you finish writing the Sefer Torah. But b'shas wrote the Sefer Torah, you are a fine, upstanding Jew, and therefore there's no question the Sefer Torah is not affected. What about in the case of the Lishma v'get? So that's what I'm saying, that the Lishma of the Sefer Torah is not in the chetz of the Sefer Torah. I don't know how to say it, Mashenke. But isn't the chetz of the Sefer Torah, Mashenke, by a get, it's not like that.
It's not. There's something to do with it.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. The ish l'chale between, let's say, these two situations. You hear that?
Oh, it's also not done.
Okay, it's not done. In a chanami. I'm saying that the, in order to be mevatel the lishma of a chetz of a get, I would venture to say you need bitl b'peh. You have to verbally make a clear statement that you undid the lishma of the get. So by get yoshon, again, here, again, the Rambam again. A get yoshon, with the yichud between ksivas haget and the sinasa, the get is kosher. But yichud between sivli habal and ksivas haget, that's mevatel, that's what you said, Rabbi Yazga. That's mevatel the tzivli habal. That undoes the tzivli habal to write the get lishma. There's no tzivli habal, there's no lishma. The get is batel. But the Rambam didn't seem to say that, according to Magen Mishnah. Magamishna learns the Rambam holds the yichud, mevatel the lishma and the chetz of the get. But the sinas haget is once again recreating, it's mechadish, this lishma. As you said, Edim Mesira, or by Al Yedidus, sinas haget, somehow the get becomes, retroactively, becomes kosher. And there's the yichud, mevatel the lishma. Okay. And I find all this to be very...
But in a case where the get is already written...
Right. Well, there are two.
If he gives the get to a shliach,
yeah,
right, and the shliach is on his way to deliver the get.
That's the gemara shalach.
Yeah, if it is mabatul the shlichus,
right,
fine,
right,
but he can be mabatul the get.
I'm saying that. Can you be mabatul the lishma? That's what I'm asking. Right. Can I be mabatul the lishma of the get after the get is written? I say v'tara, I certainly cannot. But a get, kind of rare, it's possible to mabatul the lishma of the get. Why should that be so? That's what I'm asking. What's the difference? What's the difference
between these? Yichud is demonstrating.
Okay, that's what you said earlier, Rabbi Yaskin. Yichud undoes, that's what Yichud does.
Demonstrating that works against the tzivui to the sofer, to the right to get. Yichud is right, so that's mamato.
Okay. I'll tell you why, because there's another Rambam. Yes, I'm at it.
It's not
that's the Lashon, right? Eno get. Look on page 8, another Rambam, Perches Halacha Beis. Problem with this year is that it's too short. We had no time to really be Mavari and Yonim, probably. That would be a better situation. We'd have more clarity, with all due respect. Okay, in Halacha Beis, in Perches Halacha Beis, the Rambam says that Kalamagar Shal Tanai, Ben Shomar Me'achshov, Ben Shomar Im, Hareze, Rambam says, "Lo yisyachin the mishto, calls manchon uskayim hatnai, ela b'fnei ei. I feel ever, I feel the shivcha chut mishivcha. So that's the mishnah on gimel, or b'dok kodin. Neshena bosha m'neshamish b'fneim. B'adobi yadua, she yisyachin yimah b'fnei shnei edim. Ke'echad I feel the uskayim hatnai. Achaga chaviz the sof b'gureshes. Shema b'alo. What? Oh, page 8." Perek Ches Halacha Beis. Rambam says if you divorce al Tanai, whether it's Me'achshav, whether it's Im, Vimlo Yi Areza Lo Yisyachi Im Ishto Kozman Shon Eskayim Atanai B'nei. That's the Mishnah Fileva for the Shivcha. And then the last line number 4. Vadav Yadua Shem Nisyachin Ima B'nei Shnei Eidim Ke'echad Afil Eskayim Atanai Achakach Ha'aviz Asav Migureshes Shema Bo'alo Ubitil Aget Moshe Yisboya Ba'aloch Haseilum. Get out tonight. The Rambam says, what is it dependent on? Bitla get besafik bia. But if there's yichud between the tzivi abal and tzivi saget, that we saw the other Rambam in Perek Tes. Look again in Perek Tes, halacha chafei. Correct. The Sachin Yimah, the Rambam says, lo yichzuvu. But in kosu v'nasu eno get. So there the Rambam says, the bitla get depends on yichud, not on safik bia. What's the difference? Okay, so that's what you have to say. Then when Amos says, Yimagar Shal Tanai, Yonis Yached, with your wife, Ben Nisina Saget, the Chalos Hageshin, get his bottle. So again, we're talking about, let's say, Tanai Demi Achshav. that he said in Halacha Aleph here. Tanya Me'asha, the Baal came in Mevatel the Get, once the Sinas HaGet takes place, you can't be Mevatel the Chetz of the Get. A Get is a Get. Once it's written, you can't be Mevatel the Chetz of the Get. So you have to say, these Beatles, the Beatles somehow, the whatever connection between the Kiyum Matzai and the Get. That's what the Rambam said, this din is totally B'Savi Bia. Only Bia can be Mechadish HaKadushin, and it must also be Lasnus, and that somehow undoes the connection between the Kiyum Matzai and the Get. And that's totally the Machlokes B'Sham and B'Sila. That's exactly the issue that we read over here by, I'm saying by Get Yosha. That between the Tzivi Abal and the Tzivas HaGet. Okay, I mean, this distinction that that the Magen Mishnah makes, I hear a little bit the distinction, although it's not as sharp as I would like it to be. I just wanted one more comment I wanted to make, but I'm not sure I could do it. No. No, 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 no. Correct. The Matal Shlichus is the Get. Right. A Pasha that, that's Al Tanai, correct. He doesn't mention what I said to you. So it's that's what I'm asking. And it doesn't seem to me to be logical that a get should have the din of a Sefer Torah, the Shema of the get and the Shema of the Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah, once it's written, it's written. That's it. The Gemara Esek. I don't care. And a Chanami. It should be told in the Amachogis. That's correct. But in Lechura, Yesh Lechali between a Sefer Torah and a get. In the case of the Sefer Torah, the get, the Sefer Torah was created. Once it's created, it's true. Sefer Torah, Shekasa Min Yisorif. But he's not a min, he's an upstanding Jew, fine Jew. He writes Sefer Torah, then he becomes a min. Doesn't affect the Sefer Torah. You know, there's a tshuva of Moshe Feinstein. It's hilarious. He was asked about, we know who he's talking about, Kalbach. There's someone who was on the derech, and then he went off the derech, he listened to his music. So Moshe basically makes this distinction. If B'Shas Maisa, when he composed the music, he was fine, no problem. Doesn't become possible retroactively because of what happened to the fellow afterwards. So here also I'm saying, Sefer Torah, it's written, it's written. The Gemara Esek. But the question is a get, is the same situation applied to a get? It's not so pasha to me. I mean, you, to you, it's pasha. I don't think it's so pasha at all. I'm asking. I'm just asking. Okay, there was one more thing I wanted to talk about here, but I guess I'm not going to do it. I'll just mention the issue to you. Mahi Bosan Ayomim, on the bottom of the page, what's her status? So there's a big Machlokes Rashi. Rashi says, Savim Gureshet because of Ein Breira. Wow. Kuntab Yossi. Savim Gureshet. Rashi says here, Ein Breira. Tesis goes crazy over here. Tesis de Maasra Tano. He said, the Gemara says earlier in Kol HaGet, that Yesh Breira. Once the person dies, the get is Chal. Does Rashi mean actually Breira? What does Breira mean over here? What does Rashi mean by the Lashon of Breira? Does Rashi talking about, I mean, there are different halachas of Breira. There's one din of Breira in the Das Makne. And there's one din of Breira as far as being Mevarer, a Sofik Lemafreya. The Gemara there talks about in Kol HaGet, Harez Egita Chimati. When the person dies, it's a get, Yesh Breira. But that's Breira in the Das Makne. It's a Sofik in the Das Makne, meaning the Das Amigarish. That's a Sofik over there, whether he's going to die or not. So you need Breira. But here, the Chura, we're talking about a different type of Breira. This Breira is a question of how your Mevare or Savi that takes place. What do you do to Mafreya now? Okay, this you'll take a look at the Sugya. You have a chance.
The Rabban in the Sugya 2 of David